Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is all of it. From one woman realizing her country music dreams to another. You just heard our interview with director Diane Paragas about her film Yellow Rose. Now a conversation about another film centered on a person overcoming adversity to pursue her country music dreams. This one is called Wild Rose. The film stars actor Jesse Buckley as Rose Lynn Harlan, a single mother of two who has recently been released from prison. Rosalind's dream is to leave and move to Nashville to pursue her country career. Through all her mother, though, all her mother wants is for Rosalind to become financially stable and take care of her kids. And oh, by the way, Rosalind, she's from Glasgow, Scotland, not exactly known as a city for cultivating country music stars. The film is now available to rent on Amazon Prime, and when it was released, star of the film, Jesse Buckley, along with Academy Award-winning actor Mary Steenburgen, visited the AOI studios. Here's why Mary was there. Because after a routine arm surgery in 2019 left Mary Steenburgen with an unusual new ability, her thoughts became musical. She's turned her considerable talents to songwriting, and she was the co-writer of an original song in Wild Rose titled Glasgow. The song tied with a tune from Rocket Man for the 2019 Critics' Choice Award for Best Song. Now, at the end of the interview, you'll hear a special in-studio performance of Glasgow by Jesse Buckley. But first, we hear my conversation with Jesse and Mary from June of last year. I began by asking Jesse about her character in the film, and I wanted to know why the old saying, country music is three chords and the truth, resonated with her.
Well, because I suppose country for her, not country and Western, is the beauty about country music is that it is about, the normal person. Mm-hmm. And it's a snapshot of their life in a very honest, truthful way. And the truth of their dreams, the truth of their struggles, the truth of their heartaches, the truth of their, survival, and their falling in love. And it's supported by three chords. And that's the truth.
I want to make you laugh. Your laugh is so great.
It's beautiful.
Just had to think of ways to
only
make
thing you. Better is her singing voice.
Honestly.
It's close.
Rose says, I'm an American. What does she mean by that, do you think?
Well, for her, I think when she says that, she believes that the only way that she can break out of the prison of the four walls where she's been told she's only allowed to exist in is to be somebody completely different, and that is to be an American. And the only place in her mind which will accept her and where she can be free and not be a black sheep of a country singer from Glasgow, but be part of something and belong to something, is in America and is in Nashville. And when she listens to that music, she feels she belongs. And yeah.
Mary, let's bring you into the conversation. You've come to me, people know you as this great actress. You've come to music in a really interesting, unique way.
Can say weird. It is weird.
Sure, it's weird. We'll go with weird. Would you share that story?
Yes. I was somebody who loved music, but not in a compulsive, a really absorbed way. I was really absorbed by acting. That's mm-hmm. what I always loved and was the center of my life, besides the big center, which is my family, like my whole life. And on April 17th, 2007, I had a minor surgery on my arm. And when I came out from underneath the anesthetic, I just felt very strange. But I figured, okay, it's because I had anesthetic. And I told them I felt strange. And they said, drink a lot of water and you'll be fine in a day or two. And in a day or two, I still wasn't fine. I felt like they had not done surgery on my arm. I felt like they'd done surgery on my brain. It just felt like a different person. I felt like a different person in that everything everybody said kind of went into this musical tornado. Every street sign, everything I looked at became sort of musical, and it was distressing and scary, and I didn't sleep, and my husband, Ted Danson, was very worried about me and could tell there was a big difference, and it didn't go away. I realized at one point that I had too many people counting on me to go nuts and that I better figure out a way to incorporate this into my life. So I started studying songwriting and music, but really more the structure of songs, and started looking at every great songwriter's songs and why they did what they did. And I didn't even know the names of, I didn't know a bridge from a verse. I didn't know any of that stuff. And eventually I sent songs that I had written under my mother's name to a very wonderful man who's a music lawyer, but represented a lot of important people in the business. And he listened to the songs and called my manager and said, you know, I would like to work with that kid. And my manager goes, yeah, that a kid won't quite describe her, but I'll send her in. And then the guy goes, when I go in at 10 o'clock, Mary Steenburgen, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm your 10 o'clock, and you already said you want to work with me. So, you know, we don't want an age discrimination suit here. So I've been writing since 2007. So that makes me always the oldest person in the room when I'm writing music with people, and also the youngest musician. My love now is writing for film and TV, especially because it's combining myself as an actor with myself as a songwriter. But I have to say, in Wild Rose, there was nothing more thrilling than listening to Jesse take something that had been this idea in our mind, inspired by a wonderful script, and then to hear her sing it. It was one of the most extraordinary experiences of my life, because I'd never had that moment quite like that. And she just knocks it out of the park. That's a very American baseball expression. I'll explain that to you later.
Yeah, how great is it to experience something just completely new for you?
Well, every day I write music feels new, because I write it's with so kids, great. And they don't seem to mind how old I am. It just blows me away. One of them said recently to someone, Mary is so emotionally mature. I love writing with her. And I'm like, I'm freaking mature in every way you could be mature. I'm like past mature. I'm old. And it was just so funny to me that that's his perspective.
Jesse, with a voice like that, did you ever think, I'm just going to concentrate on my music? Or did acting come and grab you? Or how have you, you're lucky enough in this film, you don't have to make the choice.
Yeah, I've kind of had a chaotic journey with it all.
Yeah.
I started in musicals. My mom's a harpist and a singer, so we grew up around a lot of music, and that was what I suppose when I was growing up I thought was possible. At least I never ever thought I would, you know, end up making films, as we call them in Ireland. my first kind of entry into the family of the circus was with musicals, and then I ended up basically getting drunk one night in a pub and singing with this jazz pianist, and he was like, oh, do you want to work together? So I did that for a year and a half around different jazz clubs in London. And then I had done, when I first moved over to London, I did a 4-week Shakespeare course in RADA, and I'd never really studied apart from school, but I didn't kind of know that I loved that so much. Mm. And got bitten bad, so decided to go back and study acting for 3 years at RADA. And I kind of lost my, I didn't know what music was to me. Mm-hmm. In that period, and I didn't know really what I wanted to say with it, so I kind of lost my nerve with it a little bit until this film came. And I did lots of theatre and started filming and doing TV and then films, and then this script came along and I kind of found it again. So yeah, chaotic is probably the right word.
Well, maybe it found you at the right time, though, you know?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I always think you meet stories at different points of your life, you know? And yeah.
One of the things I think is really interesting about your character, and I'm sure Mary can jump in on this, is that she, I alluded to it, she's not always likable. She doesn't always make the best decisions. And that's kind of a new thing for female characters in the films. I think that's only happened in the past 10 years. What do you think, Mary?
Well,
I get to be unlikable.
I've played some unlikable ones, and it's very freeing. It's fantastic because, you know, I'm old enough to have been from an era that, you know, I remember as a Southern woman being taught pretty is as pretty does. And that's mm-hmm. a very restrictive kind of yeah. blanket to put over every action of your life. But what I love about what Jessie did in this film is that it is, I mean, she does earn your heart, and she doesn't do it by being sweet. She's irrepressible. She makes huge mistakes, and she's so unsparing in her commitment to this character, and you do just fall in love with her. And she's funny. She's funny as can be.
Physical.
And, yes, so physical. And when she does sing this song, without giving anything away about what it does mean to her to sing that song, she has you in the palm of her hand because she has been unsparing in her portrayal of Rosalind, and is just so beautifully authentic. And I was so honored to be a small part of it.
Jessie Neal, could we hear Glasgow co-written by Mary Steenburgen?
Yeah.
Ready?
I think so. I've worn out the stones in front of your doorstep. Coming and going, coming and going. You kept the lights on, I always knew that. I should have said thank you 1,000 miles ago. But I pushed you away, put a pin in a map. Then I got lost in the storm. Had to find my own way, make my own mistakes. But you know that I had to go. Ain't no yellow brick road like home, ain't no place like home. Moon hanging low over my window, shoebox of dreams hid under my bed. Follow the bright light, city of gold. I had to leave to realize all I needed was here. And Mama, we both know that there's nothing that a little time and Patsy Cline wouldn't fix. Had to find my own way, make my mistakes, but you know that I had to go. Ain't no yellow brick road running through Glasgow, but I found one that's stronger than stone. Ain't no place like home. Ain't no place like home. I'll just click my heels 3 more times. There it all is, what's always been mine. Ain't no yellow brick road running through Glasgow, but I found one that's stronger than stone. Ain't no place like home. 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 Ain't no place like home.
That was Jesse Buckley performing Glasgow, an original song co-written by Mary Steenburgen from the 2019 film Wild Rose, which is currently streaming.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.